The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loin. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like an ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nation shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from Romans chapter 15. Whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we shall have hope. May the God of steadfastness and the encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his peoples. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, and one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you all joy with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the gospel acclamation.
Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the reign around the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come for his baptism, he said to them, you brood vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear fruit, good fruit, will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, But the one who is coming after me is more powerful than I, and I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Here ends the gospel. Jesus is the root of Jesse. Jesus sustains and nourishes us through all seasons of life. The prophet Isaiah describes a shoot that will come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. The branch and fruit symbolize hope. Hope of new life, unity, justice, liberation, and salvation. In Romans, Paul encourages us to live in harmony with one another, welcoming one another just as Christ has welcomed all, that we may have a spirit of hope. One of the places that I find hope is in nature. Backpacking and hiking are a joy to me and my family. Walking through the forest, I am frankly often in awe. Butterflies, birds, snakes, slugs, really big slugs sometimes, and trees. Trees that have been burned down or cut down, large and small. There is a tree stump that each new generation in my family has been shown. My grandparents took my mother to see it, and my mom took my sisters and I to see it. And I've taken our children to see this massive tree stump. The tree stump is used as a dance floor. It's that large. It's larger than a house. It's from a redwood tree thousands of years old. And when I think about this thousand-year-old tree stump, I'm reminded of the stump of Jesse. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The ancestral line of Jesse is much the same as this redwood tree, thousands of years old, described as a stump. Jesse is described in Scripture to be a direct descendant of Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jesse, the father of King David, the same David appointed by Samuel, who killed Goliath and succeeded Saul as king of Israel. This stump, the stump of Jesse, is a metaphor describing a nation in the midst of despair, loss, and lament. They are without a king. And Jesse's ancestral tree is reduced to a stump. So what we know about trees is that the roots of a tree stump remain alive long after the tree is cut down, much like ideas, DNA, faith, traditions, from one generation to the next, it lives on. They live on. And I can only imagine the time frame in which this despair, loss, and lament for the Israelites and how that felt. I think back, maybe the pandemic is similar to the stump of Jesse. But I'm sure that each city and state and nation and country experienced COVID-19, quarantine, and lockdown in 2019 differently. But everywhere Feelings of despair and loss were felt immediately and continue to thrive throughout the world. And in some ways, what we experienced during the pandemic united many communities and nations. In Berkeley, California, everything shut down for a long time. Where there were once the hustle and bustle of people walking down the streets or on the sidewalks, in their cars, in traffic, families biking to school, all of that stopped. Just imagine, I remember looking out my window and seeing nobody on the streets of Berkeley. I remember looking out my my side window where our tiny little, I don't know what you would call it, maybe a little small 12-inch terrace. And we could see the San Francisco Bridge, and there was nobody driving on it. There's nobody driving on that bridge. The extensive reach of the pandemic was into daily lives, food, supplies, families, and the economy. It was beyond belief, beyond anything that I could ever think of. And there were times that we were actually scared. There were riots nearby in Oakland for Black Lives brought to the surface colonization, oppression, and injustice, and an outcry to change, to reconcile, to create a just world. And healthcare, don't get me started on healthcare, accessibility and equity. Despair, right? This reminds me, though, of John the Baptist at this time. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, encouraging people to change your ways. So life is not the same as it once was in 2019 before the pandemic and quarantine and lockdown. And actually, it will never be the same. We are not the same people that we were before the pandemic. I myself cannot unexperience the pandemic, right? 2 years, I didn't see children in the stores, at parks, and swinging from trees. 2 years. And then one day, there I was walking a brisk walk because it took 20 minutes to get to my dentist appointment. And this was 2021. I passed a soccer field. And for the first time in 2 years, I saw children playing outside. And I remember trying to take in the view. It was the first time after our initial lockdown in Berkeley that I saw these children. And it brought a new hope. A hope that was not there before. There they were, children. This was the moment that my hope was restored amidst this despair. I would imagine that it felt much like the hope that I had when I first held our son, that our love and traditions and faith would continue in Joshua, and then again, when Jordan was born, that hope was renewed again. So there's hope in this stump of Jesse. Jesus comes into the world at the moment all hope seems lost. And Jesus becomes the branch from the stump of Jesse that unites humanity, rooted in the inclusiveness of God's love. You know, when Jackie joined our family, I took her to that big redwood stump, the same one that's so important to my family and has been for generations and generations. And we got up on there, you know, walked around. Anticipating the hope of the coming Christ in this season of Advent is a huge opportunity. Jesus, as John the Baptist is saying here, will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, and afterwards, people will emerge from the fire in unity with the Holy Spirit and with one another. For many, that is the hope when people emerge, or once emerged, wherever you are in that process, from pandemic. During Advent, I would encourage you to reflect on what it is that brings you hope. What is it that brings you joy? And where do you find your peace? Mine might be at home or in nature, backpacking or hiking. But is it seeing children? Happiness, kindness, extending welcome to others. It's in this encouragement Paul extends this blessing from Romans, right at the end. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.